Joe Wilkinson name your penis?
Did Joe Wilkinson name my penis? He did. That's great. As a reference to Joe Wilkinson, did a brilliant poem on Cats Does Countdown about nicknaming other people's penises. Yes. Mine's called Richard. Because it is dick but longer. Should have really called it Justin. Justin's a great name for a guy with a small cock, isn't it? Fireman, right? Okay, fireman's fucking great, isn't it? I find the weird thing about firemen, though, because some people, like, really, they're really kind of iffy about there being fire women. It's like, as if you would fucking care if your house was burning down and a woman in uniform came in to save you. You wouldn't care that she had a lower IQ, would you? You have to say firefighter now, not fireman. No, you have to say firefighter, not fireman. I don't give a fuck. I was really nice to you when you were at school. I don't know why that's getting an R. That could... If this was a movie, the next scene would be a police officer carrying a computer out of my house in a see-through bag. You were really nice to me when I was at school. Okay. Were we at school together?
We were.
We were. What school were you at?
I was at Burnham Grammar.
You were at Burnham Grammar. What's your name?
Corin.
You were
all, like, gothic and, like...
I won't remember you. Of course, everyone remembers the first girl they fingered.
Corin's here!
You're the reason I had to have my shoulder rebuilt. Absolute legend. Were we in the same year, Corin, or?
You're a little bit older.
I'm a little bit older? Not all of me. Bits of this are brand new. Go on.
Really similar, but I dropped all my books. And
you dropped all your books?
You picked them up. You were really kind.
I think you're thinking of someone else. Well, thanks, but I don't know. And what do you do now? What do you do? Is it difficult to pronounce? Is it like, maybe it's chiropodist? Well, go on, what do you do?
I'm a teacher, but I'm an actress.
You're a teacher and an actress. What are you like in old school 70s porn? She's a teacher. She drops her books, that old trick. You know what she's like? Oh, I dropped my books. Ooh. Whatever will you do? Thanks for helping me.
Horrid.
What kind of acting do you do? What kind of thing? You're a classical actress. Ooh. Well, I love that. Bloody marvellous.
Sell my soul and work on QVC as well.
You worked on QVC? Acting like this isn't fucking shit. That must be the... That's where the best... People sort of rate Meryl Streep. But yeah, Meryl Streep's good. Of course she's fucking good. She's always in excellent movies. She's never not been in a great movie with a great script. You put Meryl Streep on QVC like this fucking legend... Pretending the jewellery's nice. That's some fucking acting. She's a fucking brilliant actress. You're in the presence of greatness. She just sold the whole of this audience on me being nice at school. Genius. No problem at all.
You were great in The Grinch.
I was great in The Grinch. The Grinch I've never had as a comparative looks thing. I've had Roger Federer. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. What are you saying? What?
I lie.
I do. I look like Roger Federer. I look like a Down syndrome Roger Federer. There's no getting away from it. Go on. So the Grinch. Who do I look like in The Grinch? Jimmy. Are you thinking of Jim Carrey? Are you thinking of someone with a similar name? You're saying you don't look like him with a similar name. I'm also an ex-president that died a few weeks ago, yeah. I think you might be having a stroke. Can you smell toast? It's the what?
It's the wrinkles.
It's the wrinkles. No fucking wrinkles. It's a team of doctors working 24 hours a day to keep this in position. What's your name, my friend?
Aiden.
What age are you, Aiden?
15.
15? 16. 16. I don't care. You can tell me the truth. I'm guessing it's 15 on account of the fact you said 15. I'm guessing if anyone is in recruiting for GCHQ, MI6 or MI5, look elsewhere. Are you a spy? Yeah. No, I mean no. No, I'm not. I'm undercover. Fuck! Aiden, what's your plan for life? What are you going to do?
Big man.
What, sorry?
A musician.
You'd like to be a musician? What do you think you might do for money? What do you play?
Guitar, bass and drums.
Guitar, bass and drums? Pick one and get good at it. Otherwise, you're the cunt on the station platform doing this. It's too many things. Go on, let's have that. Did you still want to be what?
Did you want to be a comedian?
I'll do the secondary school one first. Did I want to be a comedian in secondary school? No. I started when I was about maybe 25. Like, I was doing other shit. I was busy. It's good. I lived a little first. I think it makes me a bit more grateful. I've got the best job in the fucking world, right? It's just a joy. And not everyone gets to do that. But I do, and it's great, and I'm very appreciative of you buying tickets and coming out to the show, in all seriousness. So it's a privilege. It's pretty tremendous. But I think if I hadn't had a proper job first, I'd be just thinking, this is how life is. All right, let's hope the next one's funny. Madam, what you got?
Who would you have play you in the movie of your life?
Who would I have play me? Well, I went to school with a girl who's an actress now. Sure, it's a challenging role for her. But if she can make people believe I was nice at school, she can do anything.
Favourite STD?
Favourite STD? Great question. Well, it's got to be chlamydia. Chlamydia is the gold standard of the STIs. I remember in my early 20s, a friend of mine who's a doctor told me about chlamydia. He went, yeah, it can make a woman infertile and there's no symptoms. Well, I'll throw these condoms away. What? How do I... Where do I sign? Hey, Jimmy. What is life like on tour? Describe your day with all the bits from the glamorous to the boring and mundane. Cheers. Who's asking? Where are you?
I am.
Hi. Oh, wait. Most of the time, I'm at home. Like, because when I'm in the UK, I'm just at home. I'm at home. I'm just a regular, you know... stay-at-home dad, and then I come out, and I lead an exciting double life. Well, I do comedy gigs, and then on the way home, I do drugs and fuck your mum. What? I'm not fucking his mum sober. Not mad, she's an animal. It's pretty good, I must say. It's pretty fun. I mean... They used to say, B.B. King had a great line. He said, I do the gigs for free, you pay me to travel. But I quite like the travel. I think it's quite important to enjoy the whole thing. I like it. Oh, yeah, nice. Thanks, mate. What's your name, mate? Come on, you know this. Go on, what is it?
John.
Yeah. John, it's not fuck about. You think your parents don't give a fuck, Aiden? Your baby came out and went, John, call him John. He'll be working on a building site. What do you do, John?
Not a lot.
This will not affect your benefits, John. What do you do?
Bushes.
What's wrong?
Bushes.
You cut bushes. Do you work in a beautician's? Imagine if you met John at a beautician's. You've come in for your intimate waxing. You know, things are a bit... You've let it go to rack and ruin downstairs. It's like seaweed at low tide. John walks in with a roll-up. Jump up on there, love. I'll give the old bush a trim. What, sorry?
That time you had a test drive in that car and you ripped the door off.
Yes.
Same thing, I've been ripped off.
You did the same thing? You ripped the door off a car? Okay, so years ago, I took a Model X Tesla for a test drive, and the guy in the, you know, we're test driving, and we got lost in the car park on the way back, one of those big multi-stories, and they're going, oh no, it's that way, sorry. And he had to move a cone, so he gets out the back of the car. You know the gull wings? Lifts up. And he gets out and moves the cone, and I'm not a fucking prick, so I go to pick the guy up. And you know that those parking things above me, nothing over 6 foot six? Vadum. I take the fucking door off. It's like a half-dead Terminator. So I just rolled down the window and went, I'll take it. Not this one, this one's fucked. I'll buy one. So what happened to you?
No, I was going to say, I felt like your car door because it got ripped off like I have been.
You felt like my car door because you got ripped off?
Yeah.
Oh. That was a long way to go for fucking nothing. Can you go for a piss? How much time have you spent in prison that you thought you had to ask? I'm trying to deal with this cunt that hasn't been through puberty. Got enough going on. What's the matter with your voice? Like, was it an accident when you were a kid or your balls haven't dropped? You sound fucking weird, mate. We want answers.
Your laugh sounds like...
Now you sound like a girl. Quite a husky girl, but a girl. Like a big girl unit. What? Go on, my laugh sounds like?
Someone's nan fucking.
Someone's nan fucking. How violently is your nana queefing? Jesus. Queef is, it's a fart from the front lawn. No problem, I'm here to help, don't worry about it. Genuinely, any lesbians in?
Yeah.
Hi, where am I looking?
Yeah.
One there?
Yeah.
What, sorry? You're a what?
A lonely lesbian.
A lonely lesbian? Oh, you're not like one of the ones in the films, are you? Has the guy you're with just found out you're a lesbian? Are they... I've got pretty powerful gaydar. And I'd say, yeah. If the number of pricks you've had in you were pointing outward, you'd look like a fucking porcupine, love. What's that? Have I taken a shit in a public place that's not a toilet? What a great question. Have I taken a shit in a public place that's not a toilet? His mum's chest. Oh! My husband and I are celebrating our honeymoon, massive fans of yours, and have waited years to see you. Please give us a shout out from... Candy and David. Where's David Ryan? David and Candy. I can understand David's probably a little bit embarrassed because it would appear he's married a stripper. Hi, my name's Candy with a K. What? Where were you, Candy? Yeah. Hi, Candy, and where did you two meet? Have you got your story straight? What, sorry?
At work.
You met at work? What? Okay. Actually, David, you do seem nice. No touching. What do you do, Candy?
I'm his boss.
You're his boss? Ooh. And what kind of industry do you work in?
The Post. Royal Mail.
You're his boss. So you made it sound, you being his boss made it sound like you're a dominatrix, but actually you're a sub-postmaster. It's quite clever, but not that funny. Them surprises. It was very nice to have you here. I hope you deliver.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
Can I propose my girlfriend right now?
Can you propose your girlfriend? I don't think she's going to say yes. And I think...
Well, let's
definitely give it a try. If we've got more lights we could turn on, I want to see this. Now, it's... No, hang on. Because it's a lovely moment if she says yes, but let's steel ourselves here. Could you just hold off for 1 second? Just hold off for 1 sec, because it's lovely if she says yes, but if she says no, we're going to give her a moment to think now. We don't want to spring it on her. But if she says no, the exit's there. I'm not going to kick her out if she says no to you. Wish my husband, Steve, a happy birthday, 65, OAP, and thank Elliot, who bought all the tickets for 18 of us. Where the fuck is... Where is Steve? Where's Steve? Hi, Steve. 65. What do you do, Steve?
Plasterer.
You're a plasterer? Bish bash bosh, you fucking legend. Oi, oi. Loads of money. It's very nice to have you here. 18 of you came. Listen, I'm not for everyone. So I'd like to thank fucking Elliot that bought the tickets. Fucking thank you, man. I'd like to wish you happy birthday. And I'd like to say a real thank you to the probably statistically at least two of you who have fucking hated this. Appreciate you being here. Thanks very much, guys. It's a weird thing to think, but a good proportion of my income is people going, okay. Can we do something I like next time? All right, next one. What's your name, my friend?
Mark.
Mark, and what's Mark, like a stain? Oh, there's a mark on that. It's ruined. We'll call him Mark. And what's her name? What's her name? I'll need that again, Mark, and possibly from someone with a better voice than you. What's her name?
Jabeen.
Jabeen. Hi, Jabeen. And can he find Jabeen? Okay, so Mark and Jabeen, Mark, do your thing. It's all yours.
Say no.
Was that a yes? I think it was a yes. It's nice. Now, congratulations, Mark. Congratulations, Jabeen. Can I just say, Jabeen? And it's no criticism of you, but the voice in your head that went, say no, is really loud. I presume that was her inner monologue. Say no! Ah, fuck, there's people. What a Mark. What? She's better than you, isn't she? You little dancer. Well done. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?